good course for doing that. We have a strong board, strong leadership. With some luck, the state's financial crisis will resolve itself, and including the financial crisis for the university. And over time, particularly through aggressive marketing, which I think we can do, we can begin to rebuild that reputational part of our ranking. It won't happen overnight, and it won't exactly be easy. And it depends, I think, as Bob has said, and Professor Woese, and addressing some of the issues having to do with our faculty and retention issues and restoring faith and hope in the university. And as that happens, I think we'll bury the past, and then we'll create, restore our reputation, and we'll see some improvement in that reputational ranking. This year, for the very first time, we have two reputational rankings, one from university leaders across the country, but another one, for the very first time, a new one, a peer reputational ranking by high school counselors. This was never done before. And our ranking there is the same 3.9, basically, as we have, so it's as we have by in the other part of the peer reputational ranking. The problem with this ranking and why it hurts us is that there's a kind of, and I love saying this, a kind of bi-coastal bias in this ranking. They tend to ask high school counselors, lean on the reputational rankings coming from high school counselors on the East Coast and the West Coast, less heavily on those in the Midwest. So Chairman Kennedy is attending a meeting of board chairs and others inside the Big Ten. I believe you're still planning to go to that, and I've asked him to take this up with his board chair counterparts at the other CIC institutions. If you think there's something that perhaps as the Big Ten as a whole can do to organize itself to get better treatment and representation from high school counselors in the Midwest. We're not doing badly in that category. We're not doing as well as we could be doing, and I think this part of the ranking system may be biased against us, and so we need to address that. Next, you'll see that we declined compared to our previous performance and also compared to peers in faculty resources. This is what you'll hear from faculty generally, and they're absolutely right in this. Faculty compensation here is the culprit. The lost pay, really the pay cut as a byproduct of furlough days and 2 years without any progress in faculty compensation, not only makes us vulnerable to raids by other institutions against our very best and most productive faculty, it hurts us in these rankings. And so you'll see me coming back to the board with an urgent plea as we reorganize our finances at the university, to find some way to avoid furlough days and even begin making modest increments, not only to the pay of faculty, but to other hardworking members of the university community. It's the only way to rebuild our rankings here. Next, you'll see that we took a small dip in our ACT scores vis-a-vis our peers in the 25th percentile. Even though our overall profile for our students improved, as Chancellor Easter pointed out, our peers actually showed greater improvements in this area than we did, in part because I think we've tried in some ways to deal with the financial crisis by expanding the size of our freshman class. That means, that generally speaking, that the preparedness level of incoming students is less today than it was for classes previously. That also has a negative impact in the sense that it'll slow down your retention rates and also your graduation rates, and it also increases your class sizes, particularly in the freshman and sophomore year, which is why Chancellor Easter was right to emphasize the fact that we need to pay more attention. Less attention to the number of students we're admitting in the first year, more attention to the number of students that we can transfer into the university. I think there was, you said, were 700 transfer students on the Urbana campus, but to put that in perspective, there were 1,700 transfer students at the University of Connecticut when I was there. And the reason to do that is students who may not qualify for admission at Urbana in the freshman year can become very qualified by working at another school for a couple of years, come in as juniors and seniors, have the benefit of the University of Illinois degree, and succeed, we know, at the same rate as so-called native students, a point I made earlier. And also because you have more room in the classroom for them in the junior and senior year because of normal rates of attrition. So you don't end up with overcrowded classrooms and a deterioration in your student-teacher ratio, all of which can have a negative impact on your and on how you stand up in some of these evaluative categories. So, and the other thing I want to really mention in this part of the presentation is we took a dip in the category that measures financial resources. This is separate from faculty compensation, which is a resource issue too. But financial resources here means the amount of resources available to each student at the university. So you take the total number of students and you divide them into the total number of the total amount of resources available. It produces a number, and in that area we've declined. Not surprising given the state's financial crisis and the financial crisis that we have too. And it points out the fact that we have to work a little harder to get more resources into the overall system, and more and harder to manage our overall enrollment strategy so that we have an appropriate match between the resources available for us and the size of the student population. If you grow the student population without growing the resources, that number deteriorates. And that's a reflection of the fact that we're probably not delivering the same quality of experience in the classroom as we used to. So I had to pay very, very careful attention to making sure that the footprint of the university isn't larger than the resources we have to support it. And that's something we can do something about. Trustee Allen.
Yeah, Mike, what is the objective for the 25 percentile for the ACT? Is it to decrease that number or increase that number?
Well, it's slipped in that percentile, so we'd like to...
Put it another way, what do we need to do to get a higher...
Well, we need to... one thing we need to do is be cautious about expanding the size of the freshman class. Particularly these days, because to... Well, I don't want to go into that, but you want to be cautious about it because generally it means you're lowering your admission criteria in some cases and admitting a less prepared student. And you need an overall student population that may be the same size. It's how you get it. And part of you offset that decline by bringing in more transfer students. If you do that, you'll go up in that percentile ranking, your preparedness level of your students, which means their ability to succeed in the environment will improve. So the goal here is to have a highly prepared student population. And by that I mean academically prepared by high school to succeed in this environment. And when you don't do that, your ranking in that category fails, and over the long term, your retention ranking will decline too, and your graduation ranking will decline too, because more students will not succeed from first to second year, and more students won't succeed to graduation. So that's the strategy there. And we're doing well there, but we're not doing as well as we could, and we're not other institutions over the last couple of years have outperformed us in those areas, and that's pushed our World Report in that category down.
And do we know what the score is on an ACT for the 25th percentile? What does that work out to be?
Oh, I have to ask one of the experts in the room here. We'll get you that. Okay. We have a very good ACT score.
It's Lawrence the ACT and I score both have seniors, 25. We ought to know.
But I'll get you that. I'll get you that number. And we're just talking now about the Urbana campus.
Right.
Question.
Yes.
Categories 3 and 5. If you look at the middle column, all the subcategories were either improved or equal. However, in the aggregate, we're down.
Yeah. Because each category has a different weighting.
Yeah, I guess I still don't understand. For instance, in 5, both subcategories were up, but in the aggregate, we're down.
That's the, I'm trying to find out where you're looking at.
5A and B have green arrows up, but then when you add them together to get to the 20%, it's a red arrow down.
Do you want to explain that?
Middle column.
Yeah, if I could.